Ooh, hello, hello, hello. I am by myself today. No, just kidding. I would not do that to you. I would, but I would not do that to you today. Because, no, it was not late. It's because, plus you're not here, so shut the fuck up. Anyway, I'm having technical difficulties because my co-host, Miss Sassy Diaz, is running a little bit late, I guess. So, while I put my hair on, yeah. Yay, 13 hours of work, because that's all you wanted to do today. Let's do more work, work. Yeah. They better be paying you overtime, that's for sure. Well, anyway, while we wait for Miss Sassy Diaz, I know, I only told her at 4 o'clock. So it's partly my fault, I suppose. But I'd rather not take blame for that. This is another wig of a kind that I messed up though. I messed it up. So what it looks like is not anything of Marissa's doing. It's my doing. Freddie, are you the, salary? Oh, you in trouble. You in trouble. Three of you watching. That's good. I guess I'm doing good by myself. Oh, well, since we're waiting on Sassy, somebody wanted me to try these lip things. I'll get started soon, promise. Everybody's always sending me stuff or asking me to buy stuff for like their lip products or their makeup or their hair or I love this hair, so that wasn't like to not this hair, but they're always asking me, you know, like, you want to try this, do you want to do this, blah blah blah, and I'm like, not really, because I can't afford it. So, I don't know if you've heard of Lip Sense. That's what it's called, Lip Sense. I have a friend from high school that I haven't seen in quite a while, but she knows that I do drag, and she said that I should try Lip Sense. Oops, I put that earring on way too high now. Oh, this one hurts today. Really bad. It's because all of my ear is in it. Anyway, and she sent me some samples. So, I don't know if I'm supposed to read directions, but we're trying this off the cuff. The one I wanted to try was pink champagne. So I'm trying this now. Hi, Marissa. A new creation this week? Yes. It was sitting in the office because the new management didn't know who Felicia Minor was. That's the only reason. They do now. Okay, so I'm having a hard time getting this off. Oh, there we go. So, Lip Sense, I guess I should show it to you. It's backwards, isn't it? Yes, Freddie, you need to talk to Marissa about what you want to do in November. This is one of the first hair pieces that was on the billboard for Be Safe Out. Okay. So, first things first, I like the color. Does this even show up on me? I can't even see anything. Oh, this is hilarious. Okay. Ooh, it tingles. Is this a tingle? Okay. It's the top. I didn't do the top lip. I can't see very well. So if I look a hot mess, or hotter mess than usual. It does tingle a little bit. Okay. So I feel like I would still have to wear a liner with this. There you go, Freddy. There you go. There you go. Do I put more on? Or can you see the color? Remember, if you want wigs like these, as shown, yes, Marissa would love to, you know, contribute to the kink community. Yes. The pink champagne may not be, I still have to line this. Look. You shouldn't have to be that close to see. Anyway, so I know you can't see at all, but let me, the co-host that is not here. Anyway, should we call her? I know I have a caramba lip. Should I try this one? Or will I have too many colors on my lips? Okay. Lip liner is definitely necessary. I didn't bring all that stuff in here today. Forever. But I'm glad you guys are entertained by this. Okay, so don't put the... Okay, we're waiting on you. I'm playing with lipstick. No, I don't know how to put on subtitles. I like the color that comes out of this one. It's a little bit darker. It's not red. The brush is red. I thought that this one was going to be, so my first impression is that it still needs a liner, and it barely looks like I'm wearing anything, but, and it doesn't rub off, first impression, but for me, lips are what, like, completes the look, I feel like. It's okay, Dolores. It's okay. We're waiting. 15 minutes. Anyway, so I'm not going to put more on, but since Dolores isn't here, I'll tell you that my weekend was more lackadaisical than normal. I didn't, so last week after the show was more of like a boop, 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 like things at work and like Freddie working a 13-hour day. And it was to a point where on Saturday, I got out of bed and then went back to bed and stayed there all day. So we had a lazy day on Saturday. And on Sunday, we've been getting up and walking along Tempe Town Lake. And that has been good. We did that before it got hot because it's getting near 100 here in Phoenix. I don't know about the rest of the world. I heard it's like 65 in the afternoon. I wish it was still cool here. You know, Dolores, at least you're on the chat. Ugh, you need the address. Oh my God, how many times have you been here? Let me just tell all of YouTube my address. Let me stop the world for you. Hold on. Anyway, so that was my weekend. I had a very low key weekend. I know Freddie did some stuff. I would tell you about Dolores' weekend, but she's not here. So I found this article online before the show, because I knew that Freddie wasn't going to be here. And it is from a reliable source. It's from USA Today. I did check the website, make sure it's correct, you know. we hear, I just sent you the address. So come on in, be present in front of the Lord. Well, I'm not the Lord, but. Hi, Victoria. So one disturbing trend that is on the rise, according. Oh, you were gonna bring all the dildos? And we could have tried them all out. I'm just kidding. One disturbing trend that's on the rise is called stealthing. And I'm not sure if anybody has heard of that, but it sounds kind of creepy. So I had to read it. So a new disturbing bedroom trend involves men secretly taking off their condoms during consensual sex. And later bragging about it. Come, oh my God, you're here.
Eternally late. Gonna be late tomorrow, I promise.
Oh my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, Sassy Diaz, alive and well. For those that were gonna send out a search party, she's here. No dildos. What I was talking about is that there's a disturbing trend called stealthing. And it's when, I want to say it's almost when, yeah, when men secretly take off their condoms during sex. So a lot of babies being born.
A lot of STDs being passed also.
Yes, sharing is caring.
Nuts. Oh. You always shaking your, you... Get a wrist brace because you're just going to eternally shake your fist. No, my God. He's always shaking.
But thank you for being here.
I thank you for inviting me, even though I'm late, because
I did give you enough time.
You did, but I was literally like Tolleson, and then I had to come from Tolleson to Phoenix and then here because I had to drop off kids and then come. So.
Oh, I keep forgetting the children.
It's okay. Mm. I forget them too sometimes. Never mind.
Well, welcome.
Yeah. I'm here. I made it.
It's
I promise
first
you.
First time.
It's not. It's
she's
not.
She asked me for the address like she'd never been here before.
Okay, so yes. I got a new phone last week and my phone number transferred, but my messages didn't. So your address was in my old phone with the old messages.
You mean somebody else has my address?
No, because I deleted all of it. My daughter has the old phone.
Your daughter has my address?
No, my daughter doesn't even have my address. Like, she doesn't even keep our address in the phone. She barely has my phone number. Like, that's how much she uses.
Okay,
that
sounds like...
No. But I went into my Google Maps and it was saved in there as recent places I've been. So I was like, oh, cool, because I was here right before the Pride pageant.
Oh, okay.
To take pics, so it was still in there. So I was like, oh, great. I can use that.
Okay, because I was going to...
We were literally on the freeway, and I was like, let me just check Google. Oh, there it is.
Wow. Hi, Jessica.
She's in the living room.
Watching?
Or she's outside talking to Scott.
No, they're in the living
room. Okay, then she might be watching. No,
so
that stealthing thing?
Yeah.
Like, why? Okay. That I agree with Freddie. It was a form of sexual assault. Like, you're basically putting... Mm-hmm. Someone else's life in danger because
pretty much.
You want. I know a lot of
what
guys.
I know a lot of guys don't
use condoms because they don't like how they feel. Ugh. They don't feel natural, so they don't like to use them.
Sorry.
So they'll like if they're with someone, their partner wants to use it, and they'll be like, "Okay, well, let me fix it and then take it off." That will get you cut. That will get you killed. That type of stuff that ends up on Law and Order. Like, that's those cases that be on Law and Order.
This, you're right, Freddie. It is it's a non-consensual practice. And according to the Columbia Journal of Gender and Law, it's on a rise. On a rise, honey. And not on the good kind, that's Nancy.
It does. It you're right. It comes down to consent. And that's the whole thing with sex. It's...
But...
It should be about consent.
How are they doing it?
I personally don't know how that's happening. I hope no one's ever done that to me. As far as I know, no one has.
Well, you got like 4 kids.
That was consensual.
Oh.
That was
that's
consent
our fault. That's our fault. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, you gonna go to work and stuff?
Yeah, he has to adult. He has to grown up. Mm-hmm. He has to grown up. There she
Hi goes. From the next room.
No, it's literally all about consent, and if you're not willing like do that, then
it can be considered
don't have sex. Like
it can be considered a form of rape.
I would consider it a form of rape. I would so say, because okay, so to say you do this and the person you're having sex with, your female partner, you get her pregnant. Or if you're with a male partner and you pass an STD to them.
Oh.
If you give them something like HIV and you know you have and you don't disclose, that is attempted murder.
Ooh.
Thank you, Law and Order. Thank you, Benson, girl. But like that's attempted murder because you're putting someone, it's chemical warfare in a sense. You're putting a dangerous thing into someone else's body without their knowledge.
It's a weapon?
Yeah.
But not in the good kind of.
No. Just like if you spit on somebody, that's assault. Did you know that? Spitting on
someone.
That's another one to make you catch a case. But that's, spitting on someone is considered assault.
I have been spit on, but not in the kind you think of.
It's just nasty.
Spreading one seed. What? Sorry. I just read randomly.
Spreading,
it just says spreads one
it does.
Seed.
Some of the men in the form have used just, it's their right to spread one seed.
What is this?
You know
biblical
what?
Times?
You know what? Everyone has the right to do what they want, but if I don't want you to do that, you don't have a right to do it to me. So no, it's not your right to do it to me.
What?
Keep it to yourself.
Whoa, Freddie says he watched a documentary on Netflix about a girl who streamed her friend's rape on Periscope. Whoa. And I need to get into, so we'll talk about that.
Hold on.
But since we're on that.
Where in your right mind do you... I'm just going to put this on Periscope and let people watch you get raped. Who thinks like that?
The same person that shot a man and thought it was okay on Facebook Live.
And then went across country and stopped at McDonald's to get chicken nuggets.
Which is kind of hilarious that your fast food habit got to you.
Last episode of Hot Girls Wanted documentary. I can't watch that. That would.
That sounds like something I can't.
It would be disturbing.
Cause
white people mostly.
Oh my god! But he was black.
That's a Teddy statement. No, he's talking about the stealthing. That's a white man. Thank you, sir. But yeah, muted us again. But I agree with Freddie on the fact that it's just all about consent. Be consensual. If you're gonna have sex with somebody, make sure they're okay with you not using a condom. Like, what is so hard about that? Going, hey, can we have this conversation about protected or unprotected sex? It's not that difficult. But no, you're just gonna be sneaky.
Some states.
And spread your seed and catch something. That's what's gonna happen.
Some states do not have a statute against this.
That doesn't shock me. It took a long time for states to get a statute against cyberbullying. Like, it took them
Arizona
a long time to
have a
cyberbullying?
We have that now, but.
The stealthing?
Mm-hmm.
That's something we can look into.
Could it be difficult to prove as sexual assault since sex itself was initially consensual?
The black guy in Cleveland, whitewashed, people taking all condoms without consent, missing. True. The black guy in Cleveland, that's some white people mess that the brother did.
Mm.
That's some Timothy McVeigh.
It was also us that, when I say us, black people, that kidnapped a special needs white kid and kicked him in the face and did all those
things. And you know what I think a lot of that was? And I'm not making excuses. Please don't take this as me making an excuse. What this was they felt like it was their duty to defend all black people. First off, don't speak for me. You don't know me.
Don't speak for me and take them to an abandoned house.
Secondly, you can feel the way you want about whatever's going on politically in this world, socially, whatever. That's not the way to do it. You don't abuse a special needs person, period.
Putting it on.
And then putting it on, like, I'm going to need y'all friends and family to check y'all.
How did they catch me?
And that was my question about the dude in Cleveland. How did you get cross state lines to get into Pennsylvania without help? Who helped you? Your auntie? Your cousin? Because your mama ain't do it. I know she probably would have sold your ass up the river. So who the hell?
He did.
Well, yeah. But who the hell was helping him? Because he wasn't doing this alone. He had help.
Well, he blamed his ex-girlfriend or girlfriend, or it kept going back and forth.
No, I'm gonna eat him.
I'm
well,
not with him, but I am with him.
Well, I would have, but he did. Now should have took responsibility for his actions. Mm-hmm. Like, but he's not, or he wasn't. He's gonna blame everybody else in the world. He's probably gonna say it was Donald Trump's fault. Like, that's just what.
Well, that a lot of this stuff comes. What did you miss, Eddie? You missed that Sassy Diaz, Miss Arizona Renaissance newcomer femme. Gosh, you and Coco have the
best. Her title's longer because she has an extra word. Hers is West Coast, so that's two words.
I'm gonna call seduction and be like,
well, if one of us wins, it just becomes Renaissance newcomer femme. Like, that's
it's
it.
Still,
there's no Arizona, there's no West
I'm
Coast.
It's gonna be like Arizona Renaissance.
You, girl, come here.
she's late.
Yeah.
I was talking to myself. I tried Lip Sense. It didn't really work, but it smells really good.
I can see it because I'm sitting next to her, but like when I was watching the video, I didn't agree with Freddie. I couldn't see the pink one.
You can see it like when I'm.
Yeah, you have to be like all of in. Pink is not always black girl friendly. I don't wear pink.
She sent me this Coca.
Is that what you're wearing now?
No, okay. I was going to wear that on top of it, but I've never worn this before, so.
I've heard good things of it. I've also heard that it stays through everything.
Well, I'm gonna wear this to work tomorrow.
Like, I heard it stays through everything. Like,
well, this is be good for dry.
That's why I wanted to try it. I'm like,
well,
I know. Lipstick is an issue. Okay, if you're a performer and you wear lipstick,
and it hasn't gotten on my teeth,
you have to reapply, and it doesn't feel dry.
Mm-mm.
See, that's always good because that's the issue with matte lipsticks; they feel dry.
That's what the main thing is, and. Eddie, what I was telling everybody is that everybody always asks me to try these makeup products, and then I'm like, I don't want to buy them. And then, so a good friend from high school hit me up and said, oh, I'll send you a sample. And I'm like, yeah! And I got it today. It was
sample.
Just fine. This is good enough.
People have lost it. People have lost their ever-loving minds. Our society is so individualistic that we have lost our sense of humanity. Correct.
Yes.
The thing I also want to add on to what
you didn't read it out loud. Michael, nobody knows these.
What Michael said was people have lost their ever loving minds. Our society is so individualistic that we have lost all sense of humanity, dignity, and compassion. He has a point. And on top of that, we're also in a society that wants to blame.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it. It was your fault. I didn't do it. This person made me. I didn't do it. It wasn't my fault because so-and-so, or it wasn't my fault because this happened.
Mm-hmm.
You did it. Take responsibility for it. Don't blame the editing. It was you. Don't. You can't.
We're recorded live, so anything she says is real.
You got to take responsibility for your stuff. Like, me being late, I can't blame nobody else. I was like, it was me. It was it. You can't blame other people for your shortcomings and then want people to feel sorry for you because you did something wrong and got caught.
Mm-hmm.
I know when we were growing up, like Michael, myself, Felicia, if you did something wrong as a kid.
What are you talking about? I'm only 21.
Anywho. Like, as a child, if you did something wrong, you did that.
You and the sibling.
Yeah, all y'all got in trouble. Trust me, and my brothers and sisters have a real big sense of responsibility because we all got in trouble.
Be like, why'd you break that? You know we all gonna get in trouble.
What? You broke the damn light? And now I'm gonna get whooped. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Love you, Mama. I know you're not watching, so I'm good. We used to have crazy, evil, and bad choices. Now we have all sorts of excuses and being late. Okay, all right. That being late was for me.
Okay, back to Eddie. I tried lip sense, and I want to try this color, but I'm afraid that I don't want to
wipe it off and try it.
Okay.
So I caught what Felicia was doing this weekend, since she's putting on her lipstick. Saturday was my birthday. It's my 33rd
birthday.
She's
old as
fuck. 33. I'm not that old. I went out Friday night with a couple friends. And
you have friends?
A couple, like a handful.
This ain't any darker, y'all.
And it's really not. I'm sitting next door. I went and had dinner Saturday, so I enjoyed my birthday, and then I worked on Sunday afternoon. So I had a pretty relaxed
That's very
weekend.
Low key for you.
It was a pretty. I was
considering
actually,
the year. Who are you?
I was actually pretty happy.
Oh, this gives me a little bit of color.
Yeah, I was actually pretty happy with the low key. Like that's what I wanted. I kind of wanted.
I know,
stay home. Now, when I turn 35, that's crazy. Because that's in 2 years, and I'm not looking forward
to it. Is this better?
I'm sitting next to you and can't really...
How do those girls get such dark lips?
Oh, they be putting, like, 4 or 5 coats, probably.
Hi, Shelby.
Dinner with who?
Whom?
Whom? I went to dinner with Boots, Michael. That's whom.
And backpack?
Yeah. Boots, backpack.
Oh.
Whomever. Yes, I had on clothes. Oh, no. I think he's talking about your lips.
Oh.
Usually that's a question for me. Did you put something on?
I tried. It's better than they were before.
It's a little darker, but not...
This is not like how I...
Expected it?
No, this is not like... me.
No. Like... These colors are not Felicia friendly.
I should have asked for the red because all I've been seeing is that red.
Deep red.
Yeah. And it would be probably a little bit.
Sophia said boots and pants. thank you, Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
Boots and pants. Boots and pants.
And also, Eddie, we were talking about stealthing. Stealthing is when a consensual sex act is going on and then the man removes his condom unwilling to the partner. I wonder if that can happen in gay relationships too, or different relationships where the penis is, you know.
In an area where you know it's being removed.
Correct.
He said it looks like you're wearing Carmex and that's it.
That's what I had underneath this, but
I'm still just like
I need a liner. That's
I
all.
Think so. If you had a liner, I think that would bring it out.
I also need bottom lashes. I drew this line down here, and anyway, it's not about me. It's not about me. Yes,
he said yes. Yeah, that selfing thing is completely just
nasty.
Stupid. It's nasty and it's messy. And it's dangerous.
And it can be considered rape.
Like, he said the article talks about happening with gays too. Yes, Felicia, it can. If there's a penis and a condom, it can happen.
Oh, okay. So, my friend from high school actually, she told me that, that I should have read the directions.
Temporarily unmuted, waiting for them to fix the disruption. Ugh. Why?
Your job is convoluted.
I think I don't even work there.
So, the tingling feeling is the exfoliation phase that kills the wax between your... Oh. I got buildup? I got wax buildup?
Was Freddie right? Are your lips so?
No. But I should have read the directions, and I do need to apply at least 3 times, I guess.
That's
3 applications and then the gloss.
So that might help.
Oh, wow.
So you had 2 more.
So,
Well, doesn't that count as 3? Because they're all different shapes. Like,
No. Let's see. Okay, we're going to try this out. Okay. It's on there, right?
Yeah. Okay. I see you putting it on.
Okay. Oh, it does get a little darker. Okay.
We getting somewhere.
God, this would take too long for me to get on.
Not far. Somewhere.
It only took me an hour to get lip gloss on. Okay.
That's a lot of lip stuff to use.
Actually, it's not, because when...
Well, when you're putting on lipstick for drag, you still got to put on... Like, you can't just put on
one line the lips. Yeah. And then sometimes if you want to mix colors, you, like, you blend the liner with the lipstick, and then you put the inner, you can get complicated with this.
So it sounds about kind of copper.
Coco is copper-ish.
Yeah. It looks a little copperish in person. Like,
oh, it does get darker. Okay.
I might have to do 1 more.
Yeah, she said 3, and then put gloss on top of it. And it smells good.
Oh, it does smell good. It smells like clean.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, it does get a little darker. All right.
Bitch, I'm gonna go and work with brown lips tomorrow. Oh, see that it brings the look together. I hate when lips, especially when I can't talk the tea. Can I talk the tea? I mean, I don't like when people wear, and women do it too, not just drag queens, when they wear like the same color as their lip is their face.
Yeah.
And if you can tell they're wearing something, but it looks like their lips are hiding in their teeth or something.
His color looks like Vaseline.
Stop being mean.
You just pull out the vat and just, I know what you mean. Like if they're trying to be natural,
mm-hmm.
but it's not. Natural, okay. I'm a black woman. Natural does not work on me. So what a nude is on a fair skinned girl makes me look
actually weird. I posted.
I can't wear pink on my lips because it makes my face look weird. So for my nude, it's literally a dark brown. That's what black girl nude is. It's a shade of brown.
Mm.
I kinda like that. But you haven't put the gloss on yet either.
No.
I kind of slight shimmer. It's a light.
I feel like it's there now. This does not feel like it could be a drag lip, though, because I usually overdraw my lips by like a little bit. So that would have to be like a liner kind of thing. So, Eddie, I hope you're caught up. Stealthing is bad. Lip sense is good.
He said, ooh, highlight next, please.
Oh. Wow, Eddie, for real? I'm just gonna do my makeup here while
there you
we're.
Go.
Go ahead and tell people about yourself.
The next one will be just Fifi doing makeup. It's an hour of makeup. That's all it is.
Do you want me to? I will. I could sit here and do it. People have asked me.
About me? Okay, yeah, I've been
start from the beginning. Okay. Well, not birth because we ain't got all day.
We ain't got that kind of time. I've been performing for, I want to say 3 years now.
That's it?
I think. Yeah. 2014 was the first time I performed.
It was
during when Barbara Seville and Eddie Broadway were still Mr. and Miss Phoenix Cape Pride. So that was 2014.
Wow.
And they did the Rainbow Tour. Was that better, Eddie? All the bars. I love that glazed donut look.
Get out of here.
That was when they were doing the Rainbow Tour. They go back to all the bars that had Pride contestants, mm-hmm. and they perform. So they had put out a flyer saying they wanted new performers. So I did it, and I
caught. Oh, you did that.
I did that. The first bar I performed at was Rainbow Cactus. It was the blue tour for Rainbow Cactus, and
the color.
Because it was bad. I talked to Freddie. He was one of the first kings that I messaged. I talked to Freddie. I talked to, at the time, Vicious Slick Robin Hearts.
Okay.
That's who I messaged.
We're working on some good starts.
Because I wanted to be a king.
Oh.
I wanted to be a king because I didn't know anything about femme performers. I didn't know this existed. So when I talked to Freddie, he gave me the guidance to be a king. And then he was like, well, why don't you talk to Melody Broadway and Robin Hearts? So I messaged both of them, and they gave me some pointers, and I messaged Lola Calizzi and the Collective Forever Matt Collections. Yes!
Oh, should I try that next? Yes. Will you buy them for me, and I'll try them on the show?
Sophia, yes. Girl.
moisturizing gloss. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I messaged Robin and Melody, and they both kind of were just like, yeah, just, you know, find who you are and use that and just build on it. And I was just like, oh, okay. Never really thought more about it. Cause I had, I used to go to Spotlight shows before when it was at Zone ZR Lounge Boycott.
Oh, you gotta have it like that. Okay.
All the names. When it was at Zone at the time, I used to go to the show. So I was familiar with Felicia. I was familiar with Freddie.
I'm sorry.
I was familiar with Dominic Von Strapp and Eddie Broadway. So I'd seen a lot of performers, but they were all kings and queens. So I saw Melody and I was like, that's a girl, like a real girl doing.
I'm sorry, I did it.
Drag. And I was intrigued, but I didn't realize. So when the Rainbow Tour came up, that was the first thing I did.
You did femme or did you?
I did femme. I was not a king. I did as a girl. And the first song, I remember the first time I performed was Whip My Hair by Will Smith. Because I had my hair braided. I only had it half braided, so it was like, it was braided on the side.
Story.
And all this was shaved off because I was being really just petty and rebellious. So I shaved off.
More petty than it.
More petty. Mm-hmm. And I had my hair braided. So I used that and went out. I remember what I was wearing too because it was bad. I had a blue Care Bear shirt.
The purple braids?
Yes. The ones that came down really long.
And that was the end of that.
That was the end of that, too.
It didn't just get shaved off. The whole thing.
I went later. Buck wild.
Anyway.
Yeah. I had on this blue Care Bear shirt. So it was the grumpy Care Bear. I had a pair of blue jeans on. Some tights I got from Party City. I didn't know.
Some she still wears shit like that. Don't let her fool you.
I had on knee-high rainbow socks and my knee-high Chuck Taylors. Or thigh-high rainbow socks and knee-high Chuck Taylors. And that's what I wore. And then I did a couple of numbers. And then the first show I was in, like the first actual show, Sophia Sinclair, our current Empress, actually used to host at Cash In, when it was Cash In Country.
Oh, okay.
And it was Divas on Demand. So it was myself. It was Roxy Savage Adderes. Sophia St. James, just basically all the femmes that were performing at the time. So it was like seven girls in one show. And it was every Sunday at Cash. So that was like the first show I was in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I competed for Diva that year for US of A. I got second alternate my first year. That was the first pageant I'd ever did, like mm-hmm. anything. So I was very new to all of that. Hush, sir. I might bring back Sean. Depends on what happens.
We have to have a turnabout sometime.
Yes. I've been Sean like four times total. That's my boy side. When I'm a king, it's Sean. And Sean, y'all think Zassy bad? Sean's worse. Sean's way worse. Yeah, he's worse. Like, he's way worse than Zassy. I did that. I went to Nationals. I made the 12th my first year, so I was very excited about that. And then I came back the next year for US of A, and I won Arizona US of A Diva. So I was very excited to do that. I went back to Nationals. This crazy woman next to me dressed me.
I tried.
And dealt with me for all of that time. Me and Freddie. Both of us. It was Freddie, Felicia, and I, and Sam in one room. God bless it.
Patience.
God bless it. So and that we went, we went back, we had fun. I enjoyed myself. And I learned a lot about
Michael says that
he nasty.
Yeah. He's Sean really nasty.
Yeah.
Sean's first number was Trey Songz, Neighbors Know My Name. Sean nasty. Sean nasty. Hmm. Sean probably got like 4 kids and 7 child support payments. That's how nasty he is. Like yeah, he bad. That's why he away right now. He don't know how to act.
Oh, I see.
Like if I do Sean, I'm basically gonna have all the kings I know put their foot in my ass so I can get this together as Sean. Just like you be doing with me. That's it. Yeah. Because I'm going to have to get this together.
Hi, Gabe.
Hi, Gabe.
The Gabes.
So I went, I came back, and I wasn't going to do another pageant. I was going to take I was going to take time off. I was just going to not. And then Renaissance came up. And Taylor Renee, who's our current Miss Renaissance Newcomer Femme, the national title holder, was telling me about it. And our current Miss USA Diva Seduction Dickerson is actually the promoter. So she had told me about it. Taylor told me about it. And I was just like, I'll try it. And I won Arizona Renaissance this past September. And I leave for Nationals next Thursday.
When?
Thursday. We leave on Thursday. Because your flight leaves Thursday too. We leave Thursday. My interview is Saturday in the actual pageant.
Are we on the same flight?
No. Because you'll leave later in the day than I do. I gave you some time. I'm leaving at 6 a.m.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah. You're leaving like 6 in the afternoon.
No, you cannot take my dog home.
That's good. No. Why are you? Put down the puppy.
And plus, all of my animals have social media handles.
Yeah, you can't
you
take,
would not be able to handle.
You can't take Missy. She has a social media and I need to keep up. So, like, no. I have interview on Saturday, May 6th. And the pageant itself is Sunday, May 7th. It's at the Jungle in Atlanta, Georgia. So I'm super excited. Never been to Atlanta, so I'm super nervous.
Wait, we leave on Thursday.
We leave on Thursday.
Kings are on Saturday.
Yes, and the Femmes are on Sunday.
Oh, she's going to have me running ragged. You know what that means. That is 3 days of her just nonsense.
But the bonus of it is I'm 85% packed.
No, she's not.
Yes, I am. You can ask Jessica.
No.
See, yeah, she does. I'm 85% packed.
No.
I only have like 3 or
4
things.
Rule number one.
That I don't have
packed. Of Freddie's dressing school.
Oh, God.
Here we is go. The dresser should know what's in your bag.
Well, my bags are in the trunk. I just have to bring them upstairs. I was already late. I didn't want to be later. So I have my stuff with me. So you can see it.
I
so
won't
you don't
kill her
me.
Live because no. I don't want to be.
We don't want no witnesses.
I mean, if it gets my YouTube count up.
It might. I mean.
Can we do that?
SpongeBob dress. I have a dress that has SpongeBob SquarePants all over it. And I stoned. It was like one of the first things I stoned. Some people hate it. Some people really love it. Super cute dress, but it's like one of those walk around dresses, not a dress.
Oh, is this what we're going to do on King Night?
Yeah. Just going to walk around my SpongeBob dress. I'm kidding. I'm not walking around my SpongeBob dress. I actually have some really cute stuff for Atlanta. I'm excited and nervous.
So what that means is I'll be busy Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, possibly.
I'm buying a new steamer tomorrow, or Friday. Like a brand new steamer. That'll
the
be
one
in.
That doesn't leak water?
Yes. That's what I'm buying a brand new steamer.
Just checking because I don't know. I need to find out who's leaving so that I can put my bag in their car.
Desiree.
Oh, well, I will.
And she's leaving Wednesday. So, yeah. She's leaving on Wednesday.
Friday to be packed by Tuesday.
So, Cyrus is leaving Tuesday. I'm Des and Coco and Val and Jesus are leaving Wednesday. We're leaving Thursday. So after Thursday, anyone going to Renaissance, you best be on your way. Because it is a 24-hour drive. We are not driving. No, we're flying.
Done did that three times.
Yes.
Done did that three times. No.
Yes, I drove.
Road trips are fun.
They are, but that's a long road trip.
I mean, Oklahoma's okay. Going all the way to Atlanta, though?
Well, we ain't got to go to Oklahoma no more. U.S. of A's in Ohio now.
Oh, shit. Mm-mm. Flying.
Thank you. I'm tired. And it's only a day. That's the crazy part. It's not like Diva. Diva was like
I'm
3 days.
That all I pack with me is stuff that I need.
Okay.
Like me.
Patrick, not Felicia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just me. Not.
Well, you had to pack extra stuff for you today because you were doing.
I was in like
Freddy's
500.
Yeah, you were in everyone's talent. You were in Freddy's.
And I was,
we were in Teddy's. We were in like.
I
kept getting pulled for people's talents. Like. On prelim nights, I was like, hey, can you do this?
And then there was one night I just dressed out because I was trying to get a bowl game. Just trying. I mean, maybe Atlanta. If you know anybody in the Atlanta area, you go ahead and let them know that I'm available maybe Thursday because I don't do well after flying. I feel like I want to like go to sleep.
I'm leaving at 6 a.m. Like, my flight leaves Phoenix at 6
a.m.
Yeah,
that's not happening with me. I'm so glad that you did not do that.
No,
I'm okay with getting up early.
I think I got you a later one out and an earlier one back. Not like super early, but like earlier back.
Like, so if we're still at the club, I'm going to be like, okay, you dress yourself. I'm going to be up.
No, not that early. Like, I think it was like 11 a.m. the next day early. So that we can get back from rest. Because I don't know when you have to go
to
work.
How does that work with onesies at a TSA? Can I wear a onesie? And
yeah, I was.
Will they make me take it off?
I don't know. We're eligible for early check-in. Just keep that in mind. that was extra. You're welcome.
Oh.
Just want to make sure you can get through. I don't know, but I'm not. There's certain stuff I'm not taking on the plane because I don't feel like dealing with TSA. My crown is not going on the plane because I don't feel like doing. My crown is going to go in the car.
Yeah.
I'm wrapping that up and it's going in the car.
I would
I'm
like
not,
for my makeup to go in the car.
My makeup is going in the car. The only thing I'm taking physically with me on the plane is going to be like immediate stuff, like my tickets, money, immediate stuff. Because otherwise, I'm not.
It's small carry on for me.
Yes.
Big bag if they can fit it.
Because otherwise, like, you get two free bags. Like, we're flying Southwest.
I know.
And you get the two free bags.
But
it's like,
they go through it.
And you got to wait for it to come through the carousel. And
last
people be acting
they,
stupid.
Like,
and,
last time, I didn't really take off all of my makeup. And somehow, something I touched, this is when I went with Patricia, something I touched, it sent
Sophia
off.
Sophia wants to know what she'd do for her third set tonight. What is she doing? Like, what is she doing previous, the first two?
So. I want to dance with somebody.
I mean, yeah, go for it. Just do some Whitney. Whitney and some Boobie Shakes.
There's supposedly a new documentary coming out that's investigating the drug use and the cause of death of Whitney Houston.
I can help you with that investigation. Bobby Brown. Anyway, next.
Oh, she at Charlie's?
Yeah, she's in
Whitney works at Charlie's.
Whitney, it's her, Whitney, and...
No, I mean Whitney Houston.
Oh, no, Whitney Stevens. Adele in Vogue. Oh, she all over. Adele in Vogue and what?
Memorize the new Shania Twain song. And then,
learn it by tonight and just go. Listen to it the whole way. And then strawberry watermelon the hell out of it. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Watermelon bubblegum. You should know the words. Adele in Vogue. That's a really eclectic.
I think you should do Lil' Kim. How many lips?
Do Lil' Kim. Yeah.
You can do it.
I do it. Do Lil' Kim. She's like, eh. Someone else is doing Shania. Do Lil' Kim. Screw it. Lil' Kim's a white woman these days, so it works out. So.
I don't know.
You find a picture of Lil' Kim now, she looks like the cat lady. Like that.
Oh.
That's what she looks like now. So Lil' Kim's an old white lady these days. So
I heard a rap earlier that was throwback Lil' Kim that said, like, I wish that these queens would come after me or something like that.
They did.
And they did. And
and now you look like this. She said, Sophia's Arkansas spice, so not.
Oh.
He said, damn, that's, So, motherfucker, tell him to do Jill Scott. Just be black for the night. You're already halfway there. Mm-hmm. Adele's just British. She just really white. That's all that is.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the carpool karaoke with Adele rapping Nicki Minaj's verse of Monster?
Yes.
That is like the best thing ever. If you ever see it. And she's got every word. And Nicki does not rap slow. So like she did that. Go ahead, Adele.
So do you have any gigs coming up before you leave town?
I do. I have a show on Friday at Aqua. From 9:30 to 10:30. It is myself, Mr. West Coast. Well, it's only like five of us. It's yeah.
And still you do an hour show?
Two numbers, five performers, and an hour.
Good luck to you.
It's myself, Mr. West Coast Renaissance, newcomer MI, Osiris Diaz. My king, Mr. Arizona Renaissance, newcomer MI, Alec, Bossa Nova. Taylor Renee, Rudy, who is Mr. West Coast Renaissance, and that's all of us. It's me, Taylor, Osiris, Alec, and Rudy, and it'll be at Aqua.
This is to help you get your money.
This is our last,
get the hell on the plane.
Yeah, basically, if you, whatever, you need nails and lashes, this is the buy that. That's what this is. I'm getting mine done Saturday. Don't kill me. This is a Saturday thing. I want to get it done as close to when we're leaving, so.
Oh, so you're getting them done on the plane?
Basically. Sunday morning, day of pageant, just.
We'd be like, where are they at? Oh, we had to go.
I had to go get my nails done. You don't want to see these hooves.
No, I'm pretty good.
I'm good. It's just I need a fill because you have to be like perfect pageant day. Like, I have to get these done. They're not hard, but they just need to be. I felt all of that. That's just a whole bunch of side eye.
I didn't say anything.
You didn't have to. About all that side eye.
Wow. So where can people find you on social media?
I am on Facebook. Since Facebook is evil, they will not let me use Sassy. So it is DLatcher-Diaz on Facebook. It's only one Z on Facebook. There's actually two in Diaz, but Facebook cut me off.
Well, it's okay. Osiris, I don't even know how to spell his name.
Oh, I have an Instagram. It's dallday84, all lowercase.
It's D-E-E.
D-E-E, two E's.
Because when she told me that the first time, I couldn't find it. And then she was like, oh, here, let me see. And I was like,
yes, dallday84, the number 8.
But she's still older.
Letter 4. By like a couple months. Like
that's not the point. You're older.
Oh, my cousin does that to me. Her birthday's in December. She's like, you're older. I'm like, bitch, by 8 months.
Damn, I'm older than her too.
Bitch, 8 months. Calm down.
Well.
Yeah, I have an Instagram, I have Facebook. I have a Twitter, but I'm not usually on it, so
like once every 3 months.
Yeah, I swear to you.
And then I'll be like, I'll be like, ooh, what's this?
Pop the hell up. Just like, oh. And then get off again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm usually on Facebook. I had taken a Facebook hiatus. Like I wasn't on every day because it was just
I haven't been on every day.
Everybody's posts for a while were just so negative and I couldn't deal. I didn't want to get into that headspace.
Yeah.
So I would log on, look, and log off. So now I'm a little more active.
Oh, she pretty boots. Long off.
Oh, that's cute. Okay, I'm done. And like, if I have a show to promote, I'll get on and push that. But besides that, I wasn't on because it was just so negative. And work is not always Facebook friendly. But no, it's
she not on there at work.
I'm not. Okay. I'm not on at work. That is actually factual.
So we're going to Atlanta. I think we'll have a show the day before. I'm saying that hopefully because sometimes, like when I'm going out of town, all of a sudden that's when work decides that, oh, we have all these deadlines that we are likely to meet because we know they're not going to be here.
So we need them met in 12 hours.
And I'm like, what?
Wow. 12 hours from now. And it's 6 o'clock, so you have 6 hours.
We didn't think about this.
Good luck.
Okay, bye.
Good luck to you.
But I think we talked about all I wanted to talk about tonight. I really didn't have an agenda. I got to try out lip scents.
Since Freddie wasn't here, he didn't do his Just the Tip, but that was kind of our Just the Tip. Like,
yeah, it was.
Just don't.
The gloss comes off, though.
As
all glosses do.
Yes.
Don't. But this is very thick.
Don't stealth. Like, if you think things.
Don't stick it in and then stick it out and then stick it back in.
Like, if you're going to use protection, just use it. Don't be hateful, because that's hateful. That's what that is.
And then when the baby comes along, then you'll be like, that's not my baby. And then we'd be like, you're the only one I'm having sex with.
Now, see,
and
that's then, the, that's another thing.
And then
I'm
going to take you to Maury. And then Maury going to be like, who baby is this? Then we're going to take a little test. You're going to take a polygraph. I'm going to take a, like, DNA test, Dana. And I'm going to be like, yes, my baby daddy. And then he's going to be like, nah, nah, your baby daddy. And then he's going to be like,
look at them eyebrows, Maury. Maury going
to open the envelope. Look at the envelope. Look at you like, bitch, look, you the father.
That's basically every episode of Maury since 2000. Like, every single one. This is what Maury had turned into after a while. It was either DNA test to find out who the father was. Badass kids that were getting sent to boot camp.
Or you were adopted.
You were adopted and trying to find out who your parents were. Is it a man or a woman, Maury? Those were horrible after a while.
Featuring some of Phoenix's.
Yeah. Maury, check yourself. And then the makeovers. Remember the nerd makeovers? They would go from like nerd to hot or flab to fat. Like they would, it was literally, you knew every third Tuesday you was going to see a DNA test.
I kind of watched that for a while.
I haven't watched Maury in I haven't watched Maury in over 7 years.
Retired?
No, it's still on. It's still actively on.
I thought him and Connie Chong were going to travel the world.
It's still actively on. Jerry Springer still comes on, I think.
Well, he's still doing that.
But like that was the late 90s, early 2000s. That was a ticket.
Speaking of high school friends, I have a high school friend that was on Jerry Springer recently.
Ooh.
I'm not going to tell you who it was, because then you're going to be looking for the episode.
Yeah. Just tell me later. Don't tell me on air.
You posted the air date.
Oh, baby.
I come from a proud place. people in high school are doing things. I have friends in high school that are doing positive things with their lives and sending me lip products. But I think I like after following the directions.
Let me see. I graduated high school in 2004. My 10-year reunion was two years ago. I didn't go. I'm friends with all those people on Facebook. There's no point going.
They're bad.
I don't need to. I'm not traveling back east to see you.
Some of them have beautiful kids.
Some of them have beautiful kids. And then some of them have kids.
I know some people here that stop posting your pictures of your kids.
I
understand why they're doing it, because Facebook is like the baby album that you can't share.
There are some people who I went to high school have beautiful babies. Just gorgeous children. And there are some people that have children.
Ooh.
It's like, your baby is a baby.
Or they're like, isn't this the cutest thing? And I'm like,
That shirt's adorable.
I'm glad they're wearing the shirt I bought them.
Those shoes are cute.
But anyway, so... We'd like to thank our sponsors, Phoenix Movie Bears. You can find them at phoenixmoviebears.com. I'd like to thank Gabe King Photography. You can find him at gabekingphotography.com. He makes us look good. Well, at least me, because Freddie done did good.
Did you edit my picture yet? It's not about that.
No.
Said look good. I was like, wait a minute.
See, the editing process took longer
because you had to highlight me more and like actually make it look like wearing makeup. No,
most people, but they should be ready soon before we get on a plane.
That would work, because then I can
maybe we could print some cards.
That's what I'm thinking. Hand them off.
People maybe like, I should just put my printer in the bag too.
There we go. We'll just take all that. This is just go. We'll just go. We'll go to Staples, Kinko's.
As long as you can, I'm right. Anyway, we also like to thank Marissa of Wigs of a Kind, and the one I'm wearing too.
Greta's cute.
Marissa was watching earlier. I don't know if she still is, but if you go to wigsofakind.com, somebody got excited earlier.
I did.
Mm-hmm. And now I think Freddie's getting a couple.
I have the link saved on my phone. Like, it's saved in my bookmarks as things like I need to.
So Freddie's getting wigs. Dee's getting wigs. You need a wig.
Just come on, Mohawks.
Yes. And then I forget the link. I'm forgetting a sponsor.
Gabe, Movie Bears.
Oh, and then if you go to TantisInc.com, you can use Freddie's code, which is Freddie's Tip, FreddysTip, one word, and you save 15%. Don't quote me. You get some kind of something taken off of your nice little, they have nice sex toys. If you want to be a sponsor, contact me or Freddie. Let's talk. LipSense is going to be my sponsor pretty quick. This is cute. Just need a lip liner. Does LipSense make a lip liner? Be sure to like this episode, subscribe, share it with all your friends and enemies and Trump supporters. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Special thanks to all of you that watch live and in the next room. And watch us on the replay. In the next room, and see you next week. I will be sure to update y'all if we are actually having a show next week, because I might need to take the time to pack my bag.
Well, you have to pack before Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. So I should be fine. Oh, well, I need my makeup here to do this.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, figure this out. It might be going on a plane with you. Choices.
Check it.
Choices.
But I don't like leaving it in the thing. Can I leave it in as it is?
Like in the box?
Yeah.
If it's wrapped up, what I would do is I would leave it in my makeup case and then just like put tape on top of it so it doesn't open or anything in transit, and then put it in your suitcase. Or if that's going to be the only thing you have is those two bags, I would just have those two. Like a regular bag.
I can't carry that on because they'll make me throw my foundation away.
That's what I'm saying. Like, have it check your makeup.
Oh.
I know.
Difficult choices. Maybe I'll just take out.
Take out what you need. Take out what you need.
I'll just keep the lip synth out.
You know what? Just be boy next week. That might have you do.
Oh.
It might just be a really.
Well, I can't say I haven't done that.
Moisturize and be a boy next week.
What is this? I'm trying to see the ounces on this.
That's
oh, it's. No, it's.
Oh, it's. Oh, 0.2. Okay. That's
travel
size. That's good. Put them on the plane.
Carry on friendly. I'll just be a boy next week with lip gloss.
Your lip gloss be popping.
So you have Friday.
And opera.
I don't know what I'm doing. I might be going to see Shamar. Is that her name? Shamar.
Some more.
It's this weekend.
Oh, I love some more. I saved it. One of the queens of comedy.
Everybody that has seen a drag queen has heard some more.
Yes.
Because shh came from her.
Yeah, that's some more. Yes, some more. Fun fact, that is...
Tell me you're related to her.
No, God, I wish. She is related to who is her sister? Her sister is somebody
so
super pretty and Nia Long. Nia Long is her little sister.
So I need to get to know both of them.
Just like people didn't know that The Brat, if you don't know who that is, it's a rapper, and Lisa Ray are sisters. Diamond from the Players Club. That's
How
The Brat's. They're sisters.
Yeah.
If you ever see the Brat, like, made up, she's beautiful. Like, Shantae, that's her real name.
Made up, though.
No, like, full glam girl.
Oh.
Miss Got the Body. Like, she is gorgeous. But she's such a small boy.
Oh, this has shut it down.
Okay. Oh. It said just leave.
Get the fuck out.
Bye, y'all. All right.
Get the fuck out of Arizona.
That's
all
what
right.
That is.
All right. I don't have my... Oh, is my music playing?
Don't come to me between two.
Y'all have a good night now.
In the beauty shop, bitch. You-
good night. Share the episode. Good night.